Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky, and I have the pleasure of both Mary Zajac and Kati Harrison in the studio with me. Good evening to both of you.
Hi. So, Jonathan, you and Kati just celebrated your first anniversary. Mazel tov.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And I hear you had quite the celebration, and we thought we would share it with the listeners.
Oh, well, so what's interesting about this is, first off, during our actual anniversary, which is May 18th, we were fundraising, and we have to thank John Dane for bringing us a carrot cake, which was really adorable.
Oh, and it was wonderful.
Yes, we ate it all.
Yeah.
And we, did
we
share,
sure did.
We shared a little, but not too much. So we finally had time to celebrate the Sunday afterwards, after the fundraiser was all over. And we went to the Prime Rib, and we drank lots of interesting things. You had?
I had a Manhattan, which is my all-time favorite drink.
Right.
And I knew that you were going to order something different.
I wanted a Belvedere frozen rye, which is a historic Maryland cocktail.
Oh, I remember hearing you challenge other bartenders.
Yes.
With this.
And so the first
with
thing,
this request.
The first thing the bartender looked at me, were like, we don't do frozen drinks. And I said, no, it's not that. It's a historic cocktail. And I had it on my phone. I was prepared. And he manufactured a fabulous one. And it was great. I'd never had one before. It was very exciting.
What's in that cocktail?
So it has a bit of orange, a bit of pineapple juice or pineapple syrup, some lime, and crushed ice, and lots of rye.
And they didn't have the pineapple syrup, so
he did simple syrup and pineapple juice,
yeah.
And that worked really well.
So yeah. He improvised. He was willing to improvise, which was really nice.
He came up with something that was really excellent, actually. And the woodiness of the rye, it was sagamore, which was a perfect thing to use, counteracted the sweetness of the fruit juices and the simple syrup. It worked out really well. It was good. For dinner, we had...
Greenbrook potato skins?
Well, we did have those, yes.
Yes,
of and,
course.
And lots of very nice beef.
What and oysters was... Rockefeller.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And some fabulous artichokes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So Kati's family name, one of her family names is Perrin, or Perrin, as
Perrin.
They say here. It was half-price wine night, and I had a Perrin Cros Hermitage.
Ooh.
We had a bottle. I have to say, this was phenomenally good. It was, I think, 2012 vintage.
Mm-hmm.
It was quite delicious, like unbelievable pie cherries and great body, and it was very drinkable.
I think you took a sip first. We toasted, and then you took a sip, and you said, oh, that's wonderful, and I got a little bit nervous because I know you like your wine with a lot of acid. And I took a sip and I thought, wow, this is good. So this was a good balance for us.
So when you hear Cros Hermitage, mostly Syrah?
Mostly Syrah.
And yet it's not that crazy Australian, you know, over the top.
Northern Rhone.
Yeah, it's Northern Rhone. And it was good. There was much rejoicing. Then we Ubered home and no driving that night. And it was a fabulous evening.
It really was.
Yeah. It's so nice to have that. And now it's preserved. When Jonathan said, I want to talk about our first anniversary, I said, I don't remember my first anniversary. That's not true. I do remember where we went, but I don't remember what we drank.
Ah, but Cros Hermitage is seriously good wine.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's
a fine way to celebrate.
If you have the cash, yes. And thank God for Half Price Wine Night.
You timed it well.
We did. We didn't even know. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
I'm Kati Harrison.
I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.